Okay, lady and gentlemen, we've reached time in our meeting, where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. We assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's, I think, a new low tonight of 10 people. There must be something good on TV or, I don't know.
Sun was shining today.
Something.
Our ratings are slipping.
Yeah, wow.
What could be more entertaining?
That's right. All commission matters shown on tonight's agenda are voted on publicly in open meetings. Of course, everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Maybe that's what it is. Everybody's
watching.
They're all watching.
That's really sad. Think about that.
Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone, BlackBerry, or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person come to the podium and identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, you do need to state your name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. There won't be any direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents, and any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will also be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. And individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Our first